Good afternoon. It's Friday, the 21st of August, 2015, and the submissions made by the ACTU, the CFMEU, the AWU, and other interested parties to the Trade Union Royal Commission have just concluded. The oral submissions were compelling, I felt, particularly that very uncomfortable submission made by Mr. Aegis about the omission, which he referred to as doctoring, of a particular document, the omission of the attachment line from it. That was the document released by the commissioner on, or the commission, I should say, on Monday. And that distinction, by the way, is very important between the commissioner and the commission. On Monday, the attachment line that would have alerted the reasonable bystander to the fact that there were attachments to that particular email. Mr. Newlands expanded on that point. He distanced himself from any implication that the documents were doctored, but he said that he was not privy to the fact of those attachments being present when the email was originally sent, and that disadvantaged him, given that the commissioner chose to, quote, force the issue on Monday. The unions have a very strong case, and it is predicated, I think, on the fact that the commission's proceedings are part judicial, that's what happens in the hearing room, but they're also heavily dependent on what staff do, and in particular media staff and others, somebody who had the job of redacting that email so that it could be speedily released, it was released to the media. That now forms part of what normally would be a reasoned and thorough judicial-style process. Therein lies the danger for this and other commissions like it. This commission will be judged in the totality of its functions, not just what happens in the austere, rarefied legal air of the hearing room, but what each of its administrative assistants does, what its media people do, the releases that are made to the public, and in particular the timing of releases to media. These are all important factors in the proceedings of a Royal Commission in 2015. And the Commissioner ultimately has to bear responsibility for those manifold functions. That's a vast task for an individual to undertake, particularly an individual, well, let's be clear about it, whose schooling in the law was largely in the days of manual typewriters and carbon paper. It throws up significant issues for proceedings of this ilk in the future. We need to learn from it, and I hope it does not come at the expense of the termination of this immensely useful Royal Commission into Union Governance and Corruption.